That's one thing that's so cool about the military and why the NFL resonates so much with them is because regardless of where you're from, you've got your hometown team and you just really love the game of football. It's kind of a reminder of home. And that's why it's so important for USA to partner with the league, partner with the Bears, to just bring our service members a little bit closer to a game they love.
720 WGN High atop Chicago in the Skyline studio for Veteran Voices, and excited to have on the line league communications and one of the directors for public relations over there at the one and only USAA. Christian Beauvais is here. Christian, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me, Dane.
Well, it's great to have you on. Oftentimes, of course, you guys are doing initiatives all over the country supporting not only the insurance side and all the services, but also our men and women in uniform, Army, Navy, such a big force behind America's game. But now we've got you in sort of a home game for the Chicago area. Talk a little bit about this. Everybody knows, well, not everyone, but hopefully our listeners are aware that, you know, Great Lakes is the place where all of the Navy does its basic training right here in the Chicagoland area. And of course, our home team, resurgent home team, is the Chicago Bears, and you've combined both.
Yeah, absolutely. So USA is proud to be a salute to service partner of the Chicago Bears. We actually started the salute to service program with the NFL back in 2011 and then formed a partnership with the Bears back in 2023. So we had an awesome event today, and you mentioned a Naval Station Great Lakes. We were able to bring about 100 service members, sailors there from Naval Station Great Lakes out to the Bears training facility. And we had what we call our USA Salute to Service Boot Camp this morning.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. Now, think about this. There's a lot of rivalries in the NFL. Of course, Army, Navy, as big as it gets. Bears, Packers, and since everybody from all over the country comes to Great Lakes, Christian, did you make them prove or sort of swear their allegiance to the Bears in order to get to participate?
You know, we didn't even have to. They were all hardcore Bears fans, even those that didn't, you know, grow up in the Chicago area. Obviously, that's one thing that's so cool about the military and why the NFL resonates so much with them is because, you know, regardless of where you're from, you've got your hometown team and you just really love the game of football. It's kind of a reminder of home. And that's why it's so important for USA to partner with the league, partner with the Bears, to just bring our service members a little bit closer to a game they love.
It's cool to kind of share the origin story of Salute to Service, something that is so celebrated, recognized, and honored all over the country and all the different franchises. We kind of take ownership of it here. Of course, the Bears play in Soldier Field. You know, George Halas has a military background, a lot of connections here. So talk a little bit about that. You could do it anywhere, but you're doing it here with the Bears.
Yeah, absolutely. So Chicago Bears are one of 10 team partners that USAA has across the league. We started the partnership with the Bears back in 2023, and it just made perfect sense. You know, the Bears have such a great history of just showing their military appreciation. You mentioned Soldier Field, you know, a lot of their players as well. We had the opportunity to partner with Lance Briggs, one of their legendary linebackers.
Nice.
We had him out today, meeting the service members, taking pictures with them, signing autographs, giving them little tips as they ran through some NFL drills. And, you know, you may not know, but Lance's parents were both in the Army. He's an Army brat himself.
Nice.
He said they actually met while serving. So many synergies between the Bears, USA, and the military.
The people who are in tune to the military side will know that Beast Barracks up at West Point has just finished. And, of course, there's a lot of, you know, kind of boot campy. I mean, that's exactly what it is. How did you guys maybe coordinate some of the activities to, you know, you have the military service people, you got the Navy people in there and the boot camp stuff. How did you coordinate it where you had sort of the physical activities but maybe integrating some of the football side?
Yeah, and so we call it an NFL boot camp. Really, it's not like any boot camp you would think of on the military side. What it is, it's, you know, if you think of the NFL combine, you know, it's these drills that NFL players or potential NFL players will go through so that coaches can really analyze, see, you know, who they want for their team. So that's kind of what we did with our NFL boot camp event. There's five different events. They're NFL-style drills, you know, a 40-yard dash, a QB arm toss, a receiver, wide receiver gauntlet, three-cone shuttle. And so these service members, we broke them up into teams of five, and then they competed against each other at these five different drills. And the coolest part was the winning team, we awarded them with tickets to the Salute to Service game that's going to be taking place this coming November.
Oh, wow. We can't wait to cover that. I got to think there's maybe, you know, the Bears are always trying to improve. They're always trying to evaluate talent. And of course, recently, Christian, you'll know this, with both Army and Navy players being drafted into the NFL. Is there any kind of, you know, if anybody does really well in the boot camp, any possibility that they've got an NFL future? Maybe they may steal them, I guess, from the service?
You know, you never know. You definitely have some competitors out here. You know, these aren't just everyday people we're getting off the street. These are our service members. So obviously in tip-top shape. I saw a couple of, you know, sub-5 40s.
Wow, really?
Pretty impressive athletes out here.
Oh man. Well, that's nice to hear. And hopefully the Bears, yeah, I mean, obviously they're sharing and showcasing their support for men and women in uniform. And as always, right in the middle of all of it is USAA. Exciting to see all the fun stuff that you get to do in cool ways that you build in, you know, the insurance side and all the products and services into the fun side and the sports for fans to raise an awareness of what you guys are doing. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of it. Christian, for those people who want to get more information, obviously they'll see some pictures that we have posted on the site, but regarding USAA and other things that they can get involved with, where can they go?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to USA.com/NFL. It'll tell you all about our Salute to Service partnership with the league. Things we do literally year round. Like I said, we've got 10 partner teams. Every season, people may not know, we bring out about 10,000 service members across the country, whether it's to events like this, whether it's the Salute to Service games, the draft, the Super Bowl. So really, it's a year round effort to really show our appreciation to the military.
It's awesome. It is great stuff. And again, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of it. Excited to see what happens, as everyone is excited as football season gets underway. So a lot of cool things coming up. Christian, we'll let you get back to it. I know that you're there calling some plays and overseeing from maybe a coaching perspective some of the activities there with the Bears. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Dane. It's always a pleasure.